It's Thursday.
Today is Thursday.
I've brought you the greatest gift of all.
Oh, yeah?
Well, in that case...
Entertain me!
It's showtime.
Make use of the help that God puts around you.
We are not a glum lot.
A promise is a promise.
It's very simple. Just don't drink and go to meetings.
Give time, time.
Easy does it. But do it.
Want to have self-esteem? Just do esteemable things.
One day at a time.
We carry the message, not the alcoholic.
Don't quit before the miracle happens.
Hey, with an effective character, three guys sitting around talking about a personal experience and a recovery. Hey, I'm Mike.
I'm Dennis.
James here.
The opinions are our own. We don't represent any particular organization, institution, or fellowship. Today, we'll be sharing our experience about the meaning of fellowship in this episode 226 of the Defective Characters Podcast. Let's go.
Woohoo!
This is a good one. It's a good one. The meaning of fellowship. Yeah. Now, if you go back in time, I believe it was sometime in August 2020. You remember that year, Dennis?
Yes.
Yeah. What happened that year? Anything stand out?
I
got divorced. Yes, I got divorced. No, that's not what it is. Oh, the pandemic.
The beginning of the pandemic.
Millions of people died. How many people died?
8 million.
Oh, my God.
Do you know 8 million people died? Is that true, Dennis?
I don't know.
Maybe more is what Dennis just said.
I knew a few.
So you knew a few
that
died because of it?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. Me too. So sad. Oh, there's a lot of water there. I just sat in it. My butt is now wet. So the meaning of fellowship, we'll get to that. But Dennis, you can talk about the last five, seven days, maybe. Whatever you want to do. Are you feeling better? Last week was not a good week.
Yeah, last week was, it was rough. This week, you know, I spent some time with Ray. I went to a meeting on Saturday, guys. Y'all weren't there. I was very sad. I went to the meeting, I hung out with Ray, and then I went to dinner one night with Ray and his daughter and Mike and Mark. So that was nice. I started recording again, and I gotten like 3 episodes recorded and released this week. So that's good. I'm feeling good about that.
Into the phone, Dennis.
I am into the phone.
It was at your crotch.
No, it wasn't. That's... Oh my gosh. This morning I saw Steve. It was good seeing Steve this morning, and we hung out with y'all's sponsor, Brian, a little bit today. So that was nice. And then we just went to lunch, and now y'all are being annoying because you're picking on me. How was y'all's week? Okay, I'll continue talking. So I watched the show on Netflix called The Brother Son. It was very, very good. It's like a little mini series, and the whole concept of it was like this mom and this son who's like just a normal nerdy kid who like likes improv and stuff, and she's like a strict mom, follow the rules kind of thing. But then her son, her other son and his brother come from Taiwan, and it turns out that they're actually like a big triad criminal organization family, and she was there because she has like information and she was in hiding, and then it like all spirals out of control from there. It was a really, really good show. Very funny, very good, like, acting and comedy and action and stuff. You guys ready to tell me about the week, or should I tell you about another show?
Yes.
Thank God. Thank God he's out of here, right?
Oh my gosh. Stop. Be nice.
He's still here. Things were relatively good the last week. There was a funny moment that I shared at the meeting today, but because Dennis didn't grace us with his presence, this was Friday, so this was a couple days ago, almost a week ago at this point, where I went in the bathroom and I saw there was a plunger sitting there. Now, back up a couple days beforehand, we were having a movie night, the kids, so 11, 9, and my daughter Olivia is 5, right? We do this thing called movie night where we go, okay, whatever you want, you can get at Dollar Tree. Why don't you get 6 things? And the 9-year-old got 5 pieces of candy, or like chips or whatever, and then a plunger.
Wait, no. What was the reason for the plunger?
Okay, well, so that was Saturday. Fast forward 6 days to Friday when I went to use the toilet. And I realized that the toilet wasn't fully flushing. I looked next to it and I saw a plunger that was folded in half. The same plunger they got at the Dollar Tree, where the rubber, almost like an umbrella, it caught the wind. So it was bent in half. And I go, oh no. And I looked around for an actual plunger because the Dollar Tree ones are garbage. And I found that we did not own an actual plunger. I went, got an actual one, tried my best. Nothing actually came out. Sent a video to my brother and he said, there's probably a toothbrush that is lodged somewhere in there. And you're going to need to call somebody to help you with it. And so I'm not thrilled. But how about this? The old me, even 6 months ago, I would be livid. Even 4 months ago or 2 months ago. But I've been trying to work on being more patient and not aggressive and angry when stuff happens. Because it's just a couple $100. If I can't do it myself, and then it will be fixed. Everything could be a lot worse. And I got to kind of give it to him that he was trying to do it himself to like fix it because he knew it was his screw up. And I can't think of too many kids that would actually screw up on something and then just not actually try to fix it, you know?
So let me ask you, did he clog it on purpose to use his new plunger or?
I don't think so. I don't think so. Now it could be. It could be. But I'm trying to give him some better benefit of the doubt. I told these guys, I don't think we talked about it on the podcast, but last week I got yelled at for not staying in my own lane when I made a comment about soccer nets being brought into the house when they shouldn't be. And then I found out what the nets were actually used for because he did a video and posted it on YouTube, a Rate My Room, where you rate how cool your room is.
Yeah.
All he wanted the nets actually just put in the corner of his room. Not to use them and kick the soccer ball and everything else. So,
but a stage dressing.
Yeah, yeah. So wanted to do that. So, I've been working on a lot of patience. And I'd like to say that I think I was successful. At least the last week and a half with that. So that was the big takeaway. And I'm happy about that. James?
You've been working on a lot of patience, Dr. Mike. I'm looking at Dennis, and he's wearing the shirt I got him. The Emperor's New Groove.
Oh, yeah.
Pull the lever, crunk. Wrong lever. I'm going to see the boys next weekend, so that's cool. Nope, sorry, just one boy. One boy is going to... I'll be driving down the turnpike while he'll be coming up, and I'll be like, hi,
nice.
Bye.
Hi.
And,
hi.
So that's cool. My son wanted... almost $600 for the semester for his food. I guess they have like this thing where you get a swipe and
For the whole semester. So for 3 months, he wanted $600 to eat.
Yeah. So I gave him half. I was like, I'll give you half. He's like, okay, thanks, Pop. And he paid the other half.
Pretty good.
Yeah. It's the least I could do. I remember when I went to college, my dad would, every 2 weeks, he gave me $200 for my walking around money. And, you know, it's the least I could do. So, working a lot. This is my only day off, and then I'm back to 5 days. 7 shifts in 5 days, so I've got 2 doubles coming. I'm starting a fast today for 21-day fast, where
I'm... You're not eating for 21 days.
It's just not true, Mike. Now, I won't be eating past 7.
Oh, intermittent.
I guess. I don't have a... Like, when I wake up, I can eat. So there's... It's just I don't eat at night past 7.
Where'd you learn this?
It's just... I just came up with it. Oh, but it's church, so...
Church taught you this?
My,
it must be the King James. That's you.
Only in Dennis's world.
Oh.
But, it's hard because every time I come home, I work late at night and I get home around 11:30 and I eat a big meal. And I'm so used to this. So it's really going to be self-discipline and, you know, it's going to be really challenging my fleshly desires and needs and just say, no, I'm not going to do it for at least 21 days. So that's what I'm going to start. And I'm starting today. So I'll be done February 23rd. I'll report back to you guys and let you know how it's going.
Nice. Thanks, James.
Yeah.
Dennis, you came up with the idea of the topic. Again, I feel like I should go back in time. Right? So that way we can actually know exactly when we talked about this topic of fellowship. Even though Dennis is about to share with you that it is actually different than when we did the topic of fellowship before. Because it's not actually talking about fellowship. I can't find it. Do you remember when we did it, Dennis? The topic of fellowship?
No.
I sent it to you, so it was June 25th, actually, of 2020. So this is 2020, so what did you have? This was right. This is right after when you celebrated how many years sober? 2020.
So what year? 4 years?
That would have been three.
Three, right? Three, yeah.
Three, 2017, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so there you go. So maybe we can talk about how it's different in the last 4 years.
Yeah, like the way I came up with the topic was, you know, is more of like the meaning of fellowship, right? So, what the?
It's just a bird flying away. Oh,
it sounded like someone was running in bare feet.
Well, that was the duck feet.
Duck feet, yeah, sorry. But over the past week, you know, seeing everyone come together with Ray, who was going through something, you know, and rallying around him and stuff. And it had me thinking about it because, like, you know, I'm sure 3 years ago, whenever we did this 4 years ago, you know, my concept of fellowship was basically like, oh, friendship, right? And, you know, it's the friends you make along the way, right? When you come into recovery and stuff. And then, you know, I kind of like noticed a difference in it. I mean, it's almost deeper, right? You know, in the book, it mentions about the people on a shipwreck or whatever that are stranded on an island. They become better because they have that shared experience of that shipwreck or whatever. And when we come into Alcoholics Anonymous, we all have this shared bond over, you know, we've all been through hell and now we're working to get out of it kind of thing. And, you know, like going to like the wake on that Monday, last Monday, and seeing like everyone come out of the woodwork, people in the fellowship that I hadn't seen in a long time that, you know, maybe aren't as close to Ray as like I am, who sees them on the regular basis or whatever, they still showed up to show support and stuff. And, you know, I believe if something happened to me that they, or any of us, that would happen as well. And it got me thinking, like, you know, our fellowship runs deeper than just our friends who we see every day and mess around with and hang out with or do podcasts with and stuff. You know, that we have an extended fellowship that cares about us that we don't even really, you know, see. You know, like I hadn't seen Bill in like a couple of years. And then when I saw him, you know, we had stuff to talk about, whatever. And like, it was like I had seen him yesterday morning or something, like when I would see him every morning, you know. And I don't know, it just got me really thinking of like, well, you know, if fellowship isn't really just the friends like I thought it was, and it's this extended thing, what does it really mean to all of us, you know? And to me, it's just that deeper extended friend group almost. I don't know how to explain it, you know, other than use the word fellowship. Is it's like we are all part of a disorganized organization, right, of people who have been through similar events that try to live by the same principles, like-minded people, that, you know, any alcoholic, we'd give our shirt off our back for to help them out if it helps them out. And that's what it means to me, you know? I don't have to see someone or talk to someone or even necessarily like someone, but I can respect them and be there for them if they're in need, just like they would for me. And I think that's what it, like, I don't know, fellowship just gained a deeper meaning in the past week than I consciously had before. What do you guys think?
Thanks, Dennis. Yeah. Last 4 years. So I think the last time that I talked about fellowship and a little bit of the meaning of fellowship, that was, we probably recorded it a little bit more than probably like the week before June 25th. Like, I was grateful that over the past 4 years, it's meant a heck of a lot more, right? Not that it's the same thing when I got divorced to when somebody actually dies, right? But there were so many people that, admittedly, I didn't have a solution, and I was bringing just like shambles of like myself, just kind of like holding on when that happened. The time we were talking about before is probably how the fellowship cared about me when my daughter was born premature and how they rallied around me. And then before that, when I changed careers and ended up working in a different job. And on my last day, my buddy showed up in the parking lot in Burlington, Vermont, and we're like, hey, like, it's okay. Like, this is the start of something new and exciting. And the last 4 years have been way different. And without going to meetings when I was able to every single day before I had a job when I moved here, to when my hours allowed me to go every single day, without doing that and God allowing that in my schedule for me to do it, even though at the time it was challenging, stressful, because if you don't have a future plan, like, I had no employment. It was a scary time, but I was glad that I did. So that way, when the wheels fell off, I was able to see, like, hey, stuff's actually not that bad, you know? And now where I'm at today, if anybody needed me for anything, in the rooms or not, you know, I don't think fellowship just needs to be in the rooms. You know, I think it can be people that have been, like Dennis said, had common experiences to work through, you know, just for us, because there's a lot of, I don't know if you guys felt like there was a lot of drama in your life and surrounding you when you were out drinking. I know for me, there definitely was. And it was usually all unnecessary stuff that didn't need to be there. But you have people more often than not that are a part of your fellowship, if you choose wisely, that either they need you or you need them. Probably most healthy. Like, I think the three of us in particular, like, we're there for each other. And if there's a time where I definitely need, I know Dennis, even, you know, getting out of the bubble, I feel like you'd be like, you know what, screw it, I'm going to be there, you know. And how many friends of ours would be like, nah, like, nah, I'm good, you know. So the meaning of fellowship, yes, does go deeper. And also it continues to change. I think the brightness of the amount of importance for it as you get older is even more. I mean, 8 years ago, I moved to town, and there was a group of guys in their 60s and 70s primarily, that half of that group is not here anymore. And I look at it and I go, oh God, like, another 30 years, we're going to be that group. We're going to be that group for so many that go, oh yeah, those guys. The difference is, if we still stay here, like, those guys had only been here for like 10 years together. We already almost have that. Like, we've already. So at that point, people are really going to be sick of our shit. Like,
like, have our own, yeah, language.
It is going to be, it is going to be like, they're going to be like, enough is enough. No, we do not want to go out to eat with you. We've heard that in the 5,000 episodes of your podcast that you have.
No, but, like, you know what?
How many times did we hear this and still hear the same stories over and over again from these wonderful gentlemen? But it doesn't affect us. We still love hanging out. Or at least I love hanging out.
Yeah. Yeah, good. Good. Yeah, that's good, Dennis. No, we feel the same way. James, you want to wrap it up?
Sure. So, I definitely feel a fellowship with you two gentlemen. The three of us have, you know, conquered many episodes. I'm not sure which one this is. 226 episodes over a length of three, almost 4 years.
Almost 5 years.
See, I'm. It just.
Hey, we're already getting old.
Yeah, we're getting old, but we're we've been doing this. It's just something we do now, and you know, a fellowship is people coming together with a common interest, in joyful resolution, and sharing each other's experience. And I think that's exactly what we do. We're coming together on common ground, and we're sharing our experiences in the last week with not only each other, but people who have an interest with us. And we've met different people over the course of the year, and we keep going to meetings because that's where the newcomer's going to be. But ultimately, you know, I feel more of a fellowship in this group here than I do at the morning meeting. At the morning meetings are great, and I love everyone there. But, you know, it's not like sharing intimate details with each other like we do. I think what we have is something very special. And I'm so glad to be a part of it. It's funny how we used to have other people share their stories, and then they kind of just fell on the wayside because we just ran out of people, or we just like to hear ourselves talk.
Scheduling.
But, you know, it doesn't matter. We're doing this for ourselves, ultimately. That's why it's a success, and that's why we keep doing it, because we enjoy doing it. And I really appreciate Mike coming out here always to Celebration. He drives a long way. And he does that every week. Well, most weeks. And I'd like to get out there and visit with his new house and meet his family one day, you know. I think that's part of fellowship. And I think we should do it. Even little Dennis here.
Oh!
Yes, yes. And our sponsor, Brian, he got on Dennis. He's like, I want to see you at the meeting. You don't say no. Don't say no. And he like flashed a piece and everything.
Your sponsor's a little hardcore.
Yeah. But, you know, fellowship is definitely, it's a good thing to have. And it's not, when you're being a good person and when you're not, you know, constantly thinking about yourself and drinking, because I know there was no real friendships when I was drinking. It was just non-existent. It was just me against the world and whatever I had to do to get a drink. Now it's the opposite, you know, listening and having intelligent conversations with people and sharing experiences with the people I love. So that's what I got, and I'm sticking to it. Pull the lever, Krunk.
In the wrong level.
Yeah, I don't know. What is this?
The Emperor's New Groove.
Nope.
The Disney movie.
Nope. Sorry, I must have slept through that one in science class.
That's good.
It was a short episode, Dennis. We'll make it up next week every single minute, because we usually hover somewhere. We're around 30 minutes. I feel like there was just a lot of talking behind the scenes today, and this is way past Dennis's nap time. I feel like you're right. You're nodding.
Yes. To be honest, that's true. But so, to be fair, I woke up at like 4 o'clock this morning for whatever reason.
Yeah. And Dennis promises to do less next week, so he has even less to talk about.
Yeah.
Which is nice. So next week we'll be back sharing another episode with the Defective Characters podcast, talking about our experience, strength, and hope with you with episode 227. We're the Defective Characters, entirely right to have all these character defects. Remember, the only unsinkable ship is the Fellowship.
That's a good
we'll
one.
See you next time.
Woohoo!